Today's Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Ches. We learn continuously for the safety and the success of all the Chayalim, the Kochos HaBitachon. All Klai Yisrael should be safe. The Chatufim should be brought back immediately in good health. And Beher Yomeinu, we should have Shalom on all of Klai Yisrael. Okay, we pick up at the Mishnah about two-thirds of the way down on Yud Ches Omud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Motzo Gitei Noshim. If a person were to find Gitim, now the word get we mentioned many times means a shtar, but in the vernacular usage it normally means a get, a divorce document that a woman gets. So here it's just confirming that and telling us if a person finds a get for a woman, or he finds Shechrui Avodim, or he finds a document that says that a Eved Kenani or a Shivko Kenanis goes free, or he finds a Daitiki. We just explained the other day, we had Rashi telling us that Daitiki means a Tzavoas Shivlira. We had said that the words of Shivlira, because he's on his deathbed, person who's Nebuch is very, very ill. It's not a ghost, it's not definitely going to die, but he's very, very ill. So he's allowed to make a tzavo, and we consider those words as kiksuvim umisurim domi, because it will put him at ease. If he has to wait till the sofer gets there and has to write a peshtar, he's going to put him very much ill at ease, and it may cause him to die, rahman al-islam, a second earlier, a little bit earlier, and therefore, as a result, the words of a shchivira are considered kiksuvim, as they were written down, umisurim, and given over domi. Now, he can retract if he hasn't died, and if in fact he gets better, he is allowed to go and say, this was only a tzavah shchivira, and it was only with the intention that if I die, this property or money or whatever it is given away. So these then are written down, and that's called a daitiki. So if anybody finds either a get for a woman, or a document that frees a slave, or this document that a shchiv meira had written up on his behalf about his deathbed wish, or a matana, or an outright matana that Reuven gives to Shimon, or vishovim, or a receipt that Reuven said he had gotten something from Shimon. In any of these situations, if you find this, you can't go and give it back. Harezeh lo yachzir, you're not allowed to go give it back to the person who would benefit from this document being there, because, after all, Shani Omer, the Mishnah says, because the person could say that, in fact, it was written up, kisuvin hayu, but then it was never actually given. So in each of these situations, the man thought to divorce his wife, but then he changed his mind. He thought to free his slave, and then he changed his mind. He wrote up this deathbed document, but then he changed his mind. He's allowed to change his mind. Even if he dies subsequently, he's allowed to change his mind. Likewise, a matana, you can change your mind before the matana is given. And this receipt, well, you wrote it up to be prepared, so when he gives you the money, you can give him the receipt, but he never gave you the money. In all of these situations, Shani Omer, we have to be concerned and say, Ksuvim Hayu, yes, they were in fact written up. However, the Nimlach Alem, but then the person changed his mind, Shalom Nitlan, and in fact did not go and give them. Therefore, if you give this back to the person who would be benefiting from this document, in fact, it was never done, and he would be collecting this or have this proof with absolutely no reason to do so. A woman would say, I looked at him, a divorced woman, when in fact she wasn't a divorced woman, just as one example. Now, the Gemara makes an implication on this, a very important implication. Taima, the reasoning why you can't give it back is because we are concerned that the person changed his mind, Shalom Litman, and decided not to give the get, not to free the slave, not to give this present, not to give the receipt. Implication being, Ha Amar Tznu. Now, it doesn't state this specifically. This would be something later on in the Gemara today. So here's where we're talking this about. Ha Amar Tznu. If the person who would be, quote, hurt by this document, the husband now has his wife divorced, the man who loses his slave, the slave is now freed, etc. The man who gave the presents, the man who gave the receipt, if he says, no, this was really written up, and it's okay to give it to them, ha'amar tznu, so then, nostan, you are allowed to go and give it to the people that would benefit from this, and this is true, v'afilu lizman meruba. This would be true even if it was a long time since it was lost, long time since it was supposedly given. Now, this implication is very important because this seems to contradict the following Mishnah. Or Minhu. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Gittin. We're going to be referring to this Mishnah all the time. This is a Mishnah in Gittin Chav Zayin Omed Aleph. And we're going to be referring to this multiple times. So this Mishnah is very important to remember. And the Mishnah tells us, Hanevi Get. If a person goes and delivers a get on behalf of somebody else, he's a shliach for the delivery of this get. V'avad Hemenu. And then he loses the get. It's out of his possession for a short period of time. If it's a very short period of time, mitzol li alter, if he finds it immediately, Rashi defines this as mefarish, kidei sheta'avor shayora v'tishre, that it would be found in the time that a caravan could have come and just begun to go through over there, And there's no way that we could therefore have enough time that it fell from somebody traveling on the caravan. Because the caravan had not stopped for a long enough period of time that people could have lost something from it. So if it's in this very immediate period of time, right away, if he finds the get, then we have the right to assume that the get that he lost is the get that he found. And this is true because there wasn't time for it to be a different get. But imlav, if there was time for it to be a different get, and even though the names are obviously the same, we have to be concerned, we have to be choshesh that there was another person with the same name as the one who sent this guy, who divorced his wife with the same name that she had and from the same town. And therefore, imlav posel, if you don't find it right away, you have to be concerned, you have to be choshesh that this was from someone else. Now, that's this Mishnah in Gittin. Now, it contradicts our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said, if he said tenu, if he said you can go and give it, so then the implication was nostin afilu lisman meruba. But that's talking about a get. How can we say it's the same get? Why aren't we choshesh like the Mishnah in Gittin is choshesh that maybe it was someone else's get? So Rabbah is going to give us the first teretz today. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, lo kasha, there's no steer between our Mishnah, the implication of our Mishnah, that if you do have permission of the person to give it to new, you can go and give it, because the Mishnah in Gittin says otherwise. There's no stira between the two Mishnayis. Mishnah in Gittin says you can't give it if you didn't find it right away. And Mishnah says you can give it even though you didn't find it right away. On the Rabbah Lokasha, no stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin, because Khan, in our Mishnah, we're dealing b'makom shahashayoros mitsuyos. We're dealing with a place where there's a lot of people. It's 42nd Street. It's Grand Central Terminal. It's Penn Station. There are a lot of people going through over here. The shayoros, the caravans, go here. And therefore, there's a high potential that somebody dropped a different get, which has the same names over here, and therefore, we have to be concerned, we have to be choshesh in the Mishnah in Gittin, that in fact, if it was not found right away, in Lav Pasul, because that was a place where Shayaros were Mitsuyos. That was Grand Central Station Terminal. However, in our Mishnah Khan, where we're not dealing with B'mokum She'ein HaShiyaros Mitzuyos, there aren't a lot of caravans, there isn't a lot of likelihood that somebody had dropped it. So therefore, in our Mishnah we said, as long as the guy says Tanu, he's admitting that it's a valid get, it's revealing that it's a valid document, so then you can go and give it. So that's how Rabbah explains the difference between the Mishnah and Gittin, which is talking about where there were a lot of people, She'ayoros Mitzuyos, and our Mishnah where there weren't a lot of people. Now, now we're further going to qualify Rabbah's statement. And Rabbah says, even in a place where there are Shayaros Mitzuyos, such as the Mishnah in Gittin, there's also another factor that you have to take into account. And you need both of these factors, according to Rabbah, in order for you to say that you can't give it back. You also have to know, v'hu shehuchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon bi'ir achas. In order for us to not be able to give the get back, the shaliach who finds it a little bit later on, he doesn't find it alter, he finds it a little bit later on, you have two concerns why you can't give it back. One is if it's in a place where there are a lot of people, imokum shasharos mitzuyos, but even there, if it's a place where there are a lot of people, but you also have to have knowledge that there is another person from that city, such as his name was Yosef ben Shimon. There are two Yosef ben Shimons in that city. They each have a wife, Sarula. So now, when you find the get, you have to be choshesh that maybe it was the other Yosef ben Shimon who divorced his wife, Sarula, and they also come from that city, and you have to be choshesh for that. So it's only when you know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon in that city. The E, lo temahachi, because if you don't say this, that you need both factors over here, you need makom shasheros mitzuyos, and you need to have huchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon, because if you don't say that, kasha de rabba ad rabba, then we have a stira within rabba. Now, what's the stira within rabba? So here, we didn't bring down the following maisa shahaya to show that rabba held both of these things are necessary. Because the high gitta, the once was a get, the ishtakach beidina de Rav Huna, that was found in the beisdin of Rav Huna, which is a place where there are a lot of people. The havakosubay, and it was written on this get. The person who dropped it, this is what the get said. Bishviri, Shviri is the name of a city. Where is this city? It's located Masa of the Al Rochis. It's a city that was on the river known as Rochis, Nara, that's the name of this river. And it was written by a person, Yosef ben Shimon, for his wife, Sarla. And they found this in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. And Rav Huna told them, I'm Rav Huna, and we turn to Yuches Omid Beis, Chayshinon Lishnei Shviri. We are concerned about two Shviris, that there is another city named Shviri, which also has a guy, Yosef and Shimon, and a wife, Sarla. And even though in our Shviri, there is no such person that's Mukhsak, but maybe there's another Shviri that we have to be concerned about, another city named Shviri, where there is another person named Yosef and Shimon who divorced his wife Sarula, intending to do so with this get, and it's not really the right get, and the get has to be written Lishma, so therefore you can't divorce it. Even if the guy who gives the get says, yeah, I want to divorce my wife, but you can't use this get because it's not the same get. Now, the Otsu Mefarshi Talmud brings down the Rashash over here, who says there's two ways to learn this statement that Rav Huda made, Chayshin and Lishnei Shviri. One is that he's asking it as a question. Are we Choshesh? It's a Chayshin and Lishnei Shviri? Are we concerned about another city or not? That's the first way to learn that. Rav Huda is not making a definitive statement. He's making a question over here, which will explain why Rabbah is now going to try to figure out what the answer is. Alternatively, the Rashash brings down that he was making it as a definitive statement, but he was doing it just to be mechadeh the Talmidim, to sharpen them, because it is wrong to say that Chayshin and Lishnei Shviri just stam like that. In any event, this is what Rav Huna said. Rav Chista said to Rabbah, listen, poke Ayinbar, go and check it out. Go outside and check it out, because the Le'urta, that night, boy minach Rav Huna, when we say early arbas, so we're coming up on Pesach, so we have to already start thinking that when we use the word early arbas, it means when the day ends and night falls, so that's the lashon of le'urta, when the day is over. So when the day is over, when it comes to tonight, Rav Huna is going to ask you, what is the halach in this situation? Are we chayshin in l'shnei shviri, or are we not? No, so Rabbah dutifully went out, Norfolk, he went out, Dok, he investigated the Ashach, and he found the answer. And he said, this is a Mishnah that we will learn in Mirtz Hashem in 2 days. This is a Mishnah on Dav Chof. And the Mishnah there says that man, kol maise beistin harezi yachzer. We had this in yesterday's shir as well. All of the maise of beistin, they are yachzer. If you find them, and it's a maise beistin, you're allowed to go give it back, because we're not concerned about any of the things that we normally would be concerned about. Because it was a maise beistin, so it's definitely certified. We don't have to be concerned that maybe it didn't happen. Beistin wouldn't certify unless this took effect. And therefore, you're allowed to go and return it. Now, as I mentioned already before, the Beis Din of Rav Huna was a heavy traffic court, and therefore there are a lot of people over there. So there's an excellent chance that somebody else could have dropped the document there. So it definitely fulfills criteria number one of Rabbah, the Malkum Shayisharos Mitzuyim's Domi. Nevertheless, but Rabbah, because he said it's a Maise Beis Din, Hareze Yachzir, said that you are allowed to return it. Now, if it's a Malkus HaShoros Mitzvus, and that was the only characteristic that you needed, so then how would you be allowed to return it? Alma, it must be Ihuchsiku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon in Ilo Lo. It must be that you need the second criteria as well. You need both. It has to be a place that a lot of Shayaris go there, a lot of people are traveling there. Plus, you have to have definitive knowledge that there were definitely two people that were Yosef Ben Shimon and had the same name, and they both had a wife, Sarula. And they both came from the same city. And only in that situation, with the fact that it was a place, Malkum Shashayoros Mitzuyos. So if you have both criteria, a lot of traffic over there, a lot of people over there, plus we know for a fact that there's another guy with the exact same name, himself and his wife, living in that city, then you have to be concerned and you can't give it back. But if not, then you can give it back. So the answer to the question, are we Choshesh Shnei Shviri? The answer is no. And that's why Rabbah said you can give it back. And therefore, there is no Stira. Rabbah says the way to reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Gittin is because the Mishnah in Gittin is talking about Malkum Shashayoros Mitzuyos Shom and Huchsuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, whereas our Mishnah is not talking about Malkum Shashayoros Mitzuyos Shom, and therefore, as long as you don't have one of the two criteria, you don't have to go and be concerned, and you can give the document back. When the person says, yes, it's a valid document, he says, tenu, you can give it back. Maisa Shahaya, Ovad Rabbah Uvda, this exactly happened to Rabbah, and he did it. And in parentheses, we have what was the exact case, Baha'u Gita Dishtacha, with this get that was found. And where was it found? Bekisna de Pumpedisa. This document was found in the Beit Kisna. That's the place where they made the flax in Pumpedisa. And it was exactly Kishmaise, exactly as we said, that the two criteria were not met. Now, which of the two criteria was not met? So, Ika d'amre, some say, Hecha d'mizbenei kisna, it was the place where they actually sold the flax, which had a lot of people over there, so that would have fulfilled criteria number one, the Mokum Shashayoros, Mitsuyos, but, V'hu Shalo Huchsuku, but we had no knowledge that there were definitely two Yosef and Shimon's from that same city. So, therefore, it only fulfilled criteria one, Shayoros Mitsuyos, but it didn't fulfill Hu Shehuchsuku. Therefore, Avo Gav the Shrik and Shairasa, even though there are a lot of people over there, but you didn't have the second criteria of Huchsuku, therefore you were allowed to go and give it back. Alternatively, Ika d'Amrei Hecho de Toru Kisna, it was the place where they actually soaked the flax. You didn't have a lot of people over there. So therefore, in that scenario, you didn't fulfill the criteria of Hecho de Shairos Mitsuyos. Albeit there was a second Yosef ben Shimon from that city who had a wife, Sarla, and it did fulfill the criteria of Hosuku, so the Avo Gav the Hosuku, nevertheless, the Lo Shchich or Shayara, since that's not a commonly traveled place where they soak the flax, so therefore, this proves Rabba's din that you need both criteria, Shayaros Mitsuyos and Hosuku, in order to be able to go and not give back the get. Otherwise, as long as they admit that the get was a valid get, so the person said, yes, I did want to divorce my wife. The Shchich said, yes, that was the intention of this person, so therefore you can give it back. Okay. That is the way Rabba reconciled our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Gittin. Now, Rabbi Zeira, Rami Masnis in a Brisa. Rabbi Zeira said the Stira is with a Brisa. The Stira, the Mishnah in Gittin, is contradicted by the following Brisa. He didn't use our Mishnah. And we'll see why he didn't use our Mishnah momentarily. But he said that Mishnah in Gittin that we just brought down, Hamevi Tanan, Hamevi Get, V'Avad Emenu, Mitzoli Alter Kosha, V'im La Pasul, that Mishnah in Gittin is contradicted by the following brisa. Again, the Mishnah in Gittin tells us that if the person finds the get immediately after he lost it, then you can give it back to him. But if it took a while, so then you can't. Now, how is that contradicted by the following brisa? So, Rimini, the following brisa says, Motza get Isha b'shuk. The brisa says, if you find the woman's get in the shuk, which is certainly a place that the Shearos are present, so a lot of people are there, Bizman Shabal Moda, if the husband says, yes, I indeed did divorce my wife, so then, Bizman Shabal Moda, Yachsilisha, then you can give the woman back the get. However, Ena Bal Moda, the man said, no, I never divorced my wife, so then, Lo Yachsil Lo, you can't give it to him, and he would then not be able, if you gave it to him, he would theoretically be able to use it to divorce his wife. So you can't go and turn it to him, lo yazir lo lezeh, because maybe it belongs to somebody else, for lo lezeh. And you can't give it to the woman, certainly, because she would not be divorced, and she would now have a get that says that she is divorced. So therefore, we can't give it to either of them. But it said, b'feirish, bisman shabal modeh, yachzir l'isha. Now, Rav Zeira says, here's the stira between this brisa and the Mishnah in Gittin. Ketani Mias, this brisa says, Bizman Shabal Moda, when the husband goes and admits that, yes, he did divorce his wife, Yachzilisha, then you can give the get back to the woman. Now, this implies, since it didn't mention whether it was La'alter or whether it was L'Zman Meruba, that this implies that this halacha would take effect, Va'afilu L'Zman Meruba, even if it was well after the get was in fact lost. So therefore, you see from this brisa that you can give it back even if it's not La'alter. Now, that contradicts the Mishnah in Gittin. It says you can't give it back if it's not li'alter. So how do you reconcile this brisa with the Mishnah in Gittin? So Rav Zeira says, Mishani, he would reconcile them in the following way. Oh, the same terrors like Rabba gave, but we'll see that Rav Zeira doesn't require both Huchsuku and Shayaros Mitsuyos. So Rav Zeira says the same terrors that the Mishnah in Gittin, which says you can't give it back if it's not found immediately, that's talking about Shayaros Mitsuyos. And here we're talking about Vakab Mokush and Shayaros Mitsuyos, was found in the marketplace where there weren't a lot of people. But that's a problem because Ikad Yamre, Vuhu Shahusuku, Lo Nedar. So there is over here the reason why Rav Zeira says that you couldn't give it back in the Mishnah in Gittin is because it was Huchsuk Delo Nihada. So therefore, we can't give it back because we knew that there was another couple that had the same Yosef and Shimon and Sarah from the same city. So therefore, that's why you couldn't give it back in the Mishnah in Gittin. V'hainu de Rabba. And in fact, Rav Zeira holds exactly like Rabba. Or alternatively, Ika de Amrei, no. He says, even if you don't know for a fact that there's another couple, there is no Huxuku, that there's another Yosef and Shimon and a wife Sarla from the same city. Nevertheless, he disagrees with Rabba and says, Upliga de Rabba, that even if you don't know that for a fact, you're not allowed to go and give it back. Upliga de Rabba. And therefore, The case of the Braisa was talking about where, in fact, it was a shuk, but it wasn't a place where a lot of people traveled. And the only question is, did you need both huchsuku or not need huchsuku in the Mishnah in Gittin? And that either is Rabbah agreeing with Rab Zeira, or that Rab Zeira, in fact, argues with Rabbah, depending on which way of the Ikud D'Amri you hold. Now, note over here that Rabbah had brought our Mishnah as the stira to the Mishnah in Gittin, whereas Rab Zeira had brought the Braisa that we just brought down as the stira to the Mishnah in Gittin. So why didn't each of them use the other's source to establish the contradiction? So Bishlam Rabbah Lo Amar Rab Zeira, we understand why Rabbah chose our Mishnah to contrast with the Mishnah in Gittin, rather than the Braisa that Rav Zeira brought down to contrast with the Mishnah in Gittin, because you'd rather contrast the Mishnah against the Mishnah. Masnis and Alim Olele Akshuye. It's a stronger question if you show another Mishnah. The Mishnah is more authentic than the Braisos, and even though they're both Tanoic in nature, and they can argue with each other, if you could make a stira, one Mishnah to the other, that's a stronger stira than if you make a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. So we understand why Rabbah did not use Rav Zeira's Braisa, because he had a Mishnah. No, but why didn't Rav Zeira use the Mishnah that Rabbah brought, our Mishnah, to contrast with the Mishnah in Gittin? Ela Rav Zeira, my time a lo amar karabah. After all, everybody agrees that if you can make a stira from a Mishnah to a Mishnah, that's a stronger stira than if you made a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. So the Gemara answers what I pointed out before in the implication of our Mishnah. Our Malach Rav Zeira would say, our Mishnah did not beferish say that if the husband agrees, you can go and give the get back. Because mi kotani ha'amar tnu nosdin, it was only an implication that we said. We had brought down that Alma, if you look back to the Amud Aleph, we had said Alma that taimo de nimlach shalo litnon. It's only because we have to be concerned that maybe he changes mind. But ha'amar tnu, the implication was if in fact the guy said give it, nosdin. And we then added on vafilu lizman meruba, and that implied even for zman meruba. But Rav Zeira says, who says that implication is correct? When we said in our Mishnah, Nimlach, so then if he didn't change his mind, in other words, he said, yes, that's true, Tanu, give it. So we added on, Vafilu Zman Meruba. Who says that that's true? Duma, Hamar Tanu, Nosdin, only in a situation where it was Li Alter. Uli Olam Kedekaim Lon Li Alter. And it's only exactly like our Mishnah in a case of Li Alter. But if it was Zman Meruba, maybe our Mishnah indeed also says you can't give it back. So then there's no steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Gittin. That's why Rezera specifically used the Braisa, which contrasted with the Mishnah in Gittin, because the Braisa did not make any distinction between immediately La'alter and Lizman Meruba. Okay, now, we just brought down that there are two ways to learn Rezera. Either he agrees with Rabbah that you need both conditions, or in fact, he says you only need one condition. Now, Leman Yomel Rav Zeira b'makom shashiyos mitzuyos va'afal gav shlohu suk shnei Yosef ben Shimon. According to the opinion that Rav Zeira argues with Rabbah and says you only need one criteria, you just need to have a lot of people traveling over there. B'makom shashiyos mitzuyos, and even though you do not know that there was shnei Yosef ben Shimon, nevertheless you're not allowed to give it back. Upliga the Rabbah, and he argues with Rabbah. So b'makom ifligi. So then, what is the source of the argument between Rabbah and Rav Zeira? Rabbah says you need both criteria, and Rav Zeira says you only need one. According to the opinion that says Rav Zeira holds you need both, so there's no machlokes, so we don't have to ask this question. But according to the opinion that Rav Zeira says you only need one, so why does he say you only need one? And Rabbah says you need two. What's the source of the machlokes? So Rabbah Savar, the Ketone, Kol Maisa Basin, Ariyazi Yachzir, Rabbah says that if you find the Maisa Basin, so then you give it back because the Ishtakach be Basin has given, because we're talking about Bedavka that you found it in the Basin, U Basin Kimokum Shasharos Mitsuyos, and Basin is considered a place where there's a lot of traffic over there, and only Vahu Shahuzagu Lo Yachzir, and only in a situation where we know for a fact that there's somebody else named Yosef ben Shimon with a wife Sarah from that town, then lo yachzir. You have both criteria, Rabbah says. However, lo huchsuku, but the implication of Rabbah is that if you don't have that huchsuku, you don't know for a fact that there's another Yosef ben Shimon with a wife Sarah from that town, so then yachzir. Then you are allowed to give it back. So Rabbah clearly says you need both criteria. But according to the opinion that Rav Zeira says you only need one criteria, Rav Zeira, Amalok, Rav Zeira would say, Mi Kitani, does it say, Kol Maise Beisdin, Shinimtu Beisdin, you have to go and be Yachzir? That's not what it said. It didn't say it was found in the Beisdin. It said, Kol Maise Beisdin. So therefore, Kol Maise Beisdin, I agree, Yachzir, Ketani, that's what it said. However, Uli Olam Dishtakach Abroi. But that's because it was found in a place outside, not where there were a lot of people. It's in a situation that there aren't Shayoros Mitsuyos. And that's why you give it back. But if it had been in the basin itself, then even though you didn't have Huchsuku, Rav Zeira would say that you give it back. Okay. That's the way that Rav Zeira understands the Braisa. Rav Yirmi Omar, he understands the Braisa in the following way. Kigon de Ka'omri Edim, that we're dealing here with Edim, who say, Me'olam lo chasamnu el alget echot shel Yosef ben Shimon. Rav Yirmi says it's not a stira to the Mishnah in Gittin because this is a unique case in this Braisa. We have the witnesses and they say, we only signed on one document in our entire life, on one get that had Yosef ben Shimon in it. And therefore, there is no concern that there was another get from another Yosef ben Shimon. So this person who lost the get, so you can go and guarantee that this is a valid get. Someone says, Ihochi my lemur. So then what's the Kiddush? Why would you have to state it? It's so obvious. Of course, if this is the only time that they signed, so obviously this is the get that was lost. Someone says, no. Ma'al detem, I might have said, Lechush, we still have to be concerned, Dum Isrami Shmo Kishmo, that there was another Yosef ben Shimon with a wife, Sarla, the Edim Kedim, and the Edim, the Reuven and Shimon that signed on the Edim for the first get are the same exact Edim that also signed for this other Yosef ben Shimon who divorced his wife. And therefore, you might have thought we should be concerned about that Kamash Malon, that we're not. So that's how Rav Yirmiyah reconciles the Braisa. Now we bring down Ravashi. Here's another way to reconcile it. Ravashi Amar, Kigon de Ka'amar. You know what the Braisa is talking about? Where the person said, I have a simen, Nekev Yeshbo Bitzad Os Plonis. On the get, there's a letter Lamed in the get. And right next to that Lamed in the get, there's a hole. So I'm giving you a very specific simen. It's right next to the Lamed. And therefore, if this get has a hole right next to the lamet, that's a valid proof that this get was the one that I lost. Now, Rav Ashi says, V'davka b'tzad os plonis. It has to be a very specific, it has to be what we call a simen muvhak, that there was a hole right next to the lamet. As opposed to, if he just said, there's a hole in the get, avol nekev b'yama, which is somewhat of a simen, but there could be other getin that also have a hole, and he wasn't able to say it's right next to the lam. He said, yeah, there was a hole in the get, so that's a simen, but not a simen muvok. Lo, the Rav Ashi says that would not be good enough. And the Gemara explains, because Rav Ashi misafkale, Rav Ashi was not certain if a regular simen, simonim, is either rais or either rabbanon. So therefore, we have to be concerned that maybe this is a din, only the rabbanon that a regular simen works, and therefore, on a din daraisa, such as giving a get, making a woman to be considered divorced, we wouldn't accept a simen derabbanon. On a financial matter, because we could say hefker based in hefker, so we would allow a so-so simen, an average simen, not a simen muvhag, to be utilized. But in a din daraisa, no. If the simonim, that a regular simen is not a din daraisa, so we wouldn't allow it for a get. So that's another teretz that we have from Rav Ashi. Now, Maisa Shoya, Rabba Bar Bar Chan, and we turn to Yotesa with Aleph, was the shaliach to go and deliver it get, and of course he went to the Beis Medrash to learn, and Irkas lay get to Beis Medrasha, and he lost the get, as Rashi says, Hayah shaliach lahavi, the Irkas lay, and he lost in the Beis Medrash, and then the Ashlichu, and then it was found in the Beis Medrash. So, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, that's the get that I lost, and I'll show it to you. Isimona, if you want me to give you a simon on it, Isli begave. I have a simon, not a simon muvhak, but I have a regular simon. E tviyus eina, if you're accepting me as a Talmud Chacham, and therefore we have something called tviyas eina. That is, when a Talmud Chacham says, I can't give you a specific simon, but if I look at that get, I can tell you that that's the get that I lost. That's called tviyas ayin, tviyas eina, and therefore he would be believed. So Isli begave, I can show you by looking at it, yeah, that I can say it is or it isn't the get. And I looked at it and said, that is the get. So I can give you a simon, a regular simon, or I could do it by Tvias Eina. And he gave them both, basically, and I drew a niele, and they gave it back to him. Now, afterwards he said, Omar, lo yadana, I don't know why they gave it back to me. Was it because imishum simono, I drew a niele, because the simon that I mentioned on it, because savi simon daraisa, and they hold that even a regular simon is a din daraisa, and that's why they gave it back to me. Or was it because, no, they hold that a regular simon is only durabana, and they wouldn't give it back to get, as Rav Ashi had said. Or they gave it back to me, however, mishum imishum tvias eina, I drew a niele. They gave it back because I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I would be able to go and state definitively that that was the get, and I would be trustworthy. The dafka tzuvi rabbanim, but therefore that would only work for talmud chacham. I will inish bi'amalo. But if I was a regular person, they wouldn't have allowed the simon because they hold that the simon must be daraisa, and a regular simon is only the rabbanon. And therefore they wouldn't have given it back to me. And therefore, if I wasn't a talmud chacham, they wouldn't have given it back to me because of tviyas ayin. So he didn't know what their holding was in the shita. Do they hold that a regular simon is daraisa or a regular simon the rabbanon? Because they gave it back to him, maybe it was because of the regular simon being daraisa. Or maybe, on the other hand, it was because it was Tviyas Ayin. Now let's go back and discuss that Braisa a little bit more in depth. We're going to repeat the whole Braisa, Gufa, as we often do. When we say Gufa, we're going to repeat everything that we just had mentioned in the Braisa. Motzo get isha b'shuk. If a person found the get in the shuk, Bisman Shabal Moda, if the husband says, yeah, I did divorce my wife, so then Yasalisha, there's no harm done, you can give it back to the wife. Ain't about Moda, but if the husband says, no, I didn't divorce her, so then you can't give it back to him because then it's not written Lishma. So lo yachzir lo, because he's not allowed to use this get, even if he wants to divorce his wife with it, everything is written properly, but it wasn't Lishma. And you can't give it back to her, you can't give it back to her because she's going to now say, I'm a divorced woman, when in fact she's not a divorced woman. So she's not Mutter to go marry somebody else. That's what the Braisa said. Now, Bisman Shabal Moda Miyo Yachzir Lisha. We said in the Braisa that if the husband admits that he divorced his wife, then you can give it back to the woman. But now we're going to ask, why aren't we concerned with the following? The Leichosh, we should be concerned, Shema Kosav Litain Benisan. Why don't we concern ourselves with the fact that he wrote this up in Nisan and he wanted to divorce her in Nisan, but below Nosan La Tishrei, but he didn't actually give it to her until Tishrei. And now, in this period of time between Nisan and Tishrei, the Ozal Baal Zovin Peire Minisan via Tishrei, and the husband, in fact, had the right of usufruction, and she had fields, and he used her fields during this period of time for the payros, and he sold those payros during this period of time, and now, when she has this get, the get says that she's divorced in Nisan. So now she's going to go back to those people, umavka legito, the cause of Nisan. She's going to pull out the get that was written in Nisan, said, my husband didn't have a right to go and sell you that produce. It was already mine at that time. And she'll go and take from those people that purchased it from him incorrectly, because really the husband did have the right of usufruction in that time because he only divorced her in Tishrei. So why doesn't this Braisa say we should be concerned about that? So Gemara says, it depends. There is a machlokis as to when a get takes effect. Is it the date that it's given or the date when the husband writes it up in terms of, not that she's divorced, she's only divorced when she gets the get, but the question is, at what point does the husband lose the rights of usufruction? From the actual divorce or when he intends to divorce her? So, according to the opinion, it says he loses the rights of usufruction from the moment that he intends to go and divorce his wife. So then, he intended to divorce her Nisan. So the husband actually did not have the rights to the Paris from Nisan to Tishrei. And therefore, when she goes and takes it from the Lekuchos, so she's actually doing it properly. Shuv ein leval Paris, he doesn't have the right to go and take the Paris from Nisan and onwards. He did take them inappropriately. And therefore, when she gets them back from the Lekuchos shopper, absolutely correctly done, no problem. But Ella, according to the Mandi Omar, Yesh Lebal Peros Ad Shas Nesina, that no, even though he intended to divorce her in Nisan, but he actually only divorced her in Tishrei, so then he is entitled to the usufruction rights from Nisan through Tishrei. So then, Michael and Amar, why aren't we concerned about that? After all, the Braisa says you can give it back as long as the Baal's Moda. Why aren't we concerned about the potential takola for the Lekuchos? According to the opinion, it says he was entitled still to usufruction up until she actually divorced. So why aren't we concerned that she's going to incorrectly take from the Lekuchos from Nisan to Tishrei? So Gemara says, because ki osyo lemitrof, when this woman goes and tries to take these fruits back from the Lekuchos, you know what they're going to say to her? Amrina lo, they're going to say to her, prove to us, Aisiraya emas motagito liyodach. Everybody knows that a get doesn't necessarily get written the every day of the divorce. And therefore, going to say to her, if you want to take these fruits from us, it's not good enough to show us the date that the get was written. You have to show us the date the get that you received it, the date that you're actually divorced. Because if you're passing like the Mandi Omer, it says he had the usufruction rights up until the date of the divorce, show us the date that you're divorced. And then, if it was Nisan, fine. But if it's Tishrei, then you have no claim against us. Now, this din is different over here by a get than what we had learned previously. If you remember, we learned a couple of days ago, we learned in regards to a Baal Chov, was the Mishnah we had a week ago on Daf Yud Beis. That's not, we learned over there in the Mishnah, Matzah Shtari Chov, if you find an IOU. So, Im Yesh B'an Achrayis Nechasim, if it has a lien on it. So, this IOU says, if he doesn't pay me back, I get to go to his property. So, then Lo Yasi, you're not allowed to go and return it to him. Why? Because V'yokimna, we were talking about Shechai Modeh, when the person who owed the money said, yes, I did owe the money, but we have to be concerned. We don't give it back. Mishum Shema Kosev Livos Benisov Lova Atishrei. Because the loan was written as if it took place in Nisan, but it actually didn't occur, the loan, until Tishrei. And then this person would be allowed to collect from the Lekuchos. He would be able to go and take a lien on it from Nisan, when in fact the loan only took place from Tishrei. V'lo lova at Tishrei, and therefore the Kotarvet Lekuchos shelo kedin. So there in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, we are concerned about this Nisan to Tishrei collecting from the Lekuchos, but by the get we're not. And the Gemara explains the question further. Hasam, in the case of the loan, Nami Lihoder, we say you should be able to give it back. The key, we should say the same thing as we say here by the get. The Chiyos Lemitrav, when he comes to go and collect it, Neim Olei, the Lekucha should say to him, I see Raya, Emas Moto Shtar Chov Lihoder. Show us when the loan actually took place. Not the date that it's written, but show us that you actually gave the money in Tishrei or in Nisan. If you show it that you gave the money in Nisan, so then you can take it from us. But if you can't show us that you gave the money over up until Tishrei, so then, in fact, the lien doesn't take effect from Nisan to Tishrei. It only takes effect from Tishrei and onwards. So therefore, why don't we say the same thing by the IOU that we're saying by the get? That's the Gemara's question. So our answer is no. Amri. Hachol gabi get isha, in regards to the get, asi lokeach utva, the person who is being taken to court, because he took the usufruction from the husband, and the husband didn't have the right to go and sell it, so that person is going to come to court, also lokeach utva, and he's going to go demand and say, Omar, hai dahadrua niyala rabbanu legita, the fact that the rabbis gave you back the get, and now you're trying to collect it from us, mishum delo ta'agin v'tesev, the rabbis were just being nice to you, so you shouldn't become an aguna, and you'd have to sit unmarried, because you don't have proof of a get. That's why they gave you back the get. But they had nothing to do with establishing the date that the get was given. They said, this is a valid get. You're a divorced woman. We don't want you to be an aguna. Here's your get back. Hashtu the kuasi limiter, but now that you're trying to use it to collect financially, now we'll go check it out. Tezel v'tesi raya, emes mota gitel yoda. Now, show us proof that you got the get in Nisan, and then you can take from us the usufruction fruit that we bought. But otherwise, if you can only show that you got the get in Tishrei, so then he had the rights to the fruits, according to the Man D'Yomen, it says the husband has the rights to the fruits until the date of the actual divorce, and therefore, they would be smart enough to go and tell the Beis Din, prove to us when you got the get, and therefore we'll pay you only if you can prove you got it in Nisan. But if you can't prove it, you only got it in Tishrei, then we're entitled to keep the usufruction. In the case of the get, they'll argue the only reason the court gave you the get was so you shouldn't be an aguna, but they didn't check out the dates, and therefore the guy would be smart enough, the lekuchas in that situation would be smart enough to go and question it. But in the case of the IOU, Hach Gabi Shtar Chov, will we return the IOU to the person? So lo asi lokeach v'tava. In this situation, the Lekuchos aren't going to have the smarts to go and say, hey, did you actually have the loan in Tishrei, or was the loan actually in Nisan? Midahadrua niyale rabbanon l'shtar chov, since they're going to argue, the court gave back this Baal Chov his document. So obviously they checked it out, because there's no aguna aspect over here. So pshita, l'may hilchus adrua niyale, why did they give it back to him? Because l'mitrafu, obviously, to go and collect with it. And therefore, shmami no, they checked it out. Come rabbanim b'milsa, they went and looked into the matter. Umikame didi, motushtar liyadei. And they obviously knew that it was given on Nisan. And that's why they're allowing it. The people aren't going to think that maybe it was actually given only on Tishrei. They'll say the court checked it out and gave it back. So therefore, in that situation, they're not going to know. That's why in that situation, we have to be concerned. They're not going to come to court and say, well, maybe it was given in Tishrei. They'll assume the court had checked that out. So therefore, in that situation, lo yaxia, we can't give it back, because they will go and collect inappropriately from the lekuchos between the time when the note was actually written in Nisan and the time the note was actually given over, the loan actually took place in Tishrei. So there you have to be choshesh that maybe they'll go and collect incorrectly. But by the aguna case, there's no way that they'll collect incorrectly, because the guy's going to be smart enough to know that the only reason the Beis Din gave it was to prevent him from becoming an aguna. But they didn't check out the dates, and therefore he'll come to court and say, hey, prove to me the date that you got it. Whereas in the case of the IU, he won't have the smarts to do that, and therefore that could be a takala. And that's why in that case we said lo yachzer, but in the case of the get, it is allowed to be yachzer. I neglected to mention at the beginning of this year that we're learning today, especially Le'ili Nishmas, my beloved aunt Berta, Bluma Sheva Bas Yecheskel. she really passed away in the other Aleph, but there is a minhag by the Ramah that's brought down that you hold the yard site in both days, so we hold it also today. She died on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Be'ezus Hashem, her neshama should get a wonderful aliyah. She was a very special lady. Her neshama should get a wonderful aliyah from all learning today. Thank you. With this, we conclude today's shir.